This is edition number 2349 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge Talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday, 6th of June. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Lorna and Denise, and our sound engineer is Len. First, can I remind you that Macula Week runs from Monday, June the 24th to Sunday, June the 30th and provides a chance to tell the rest of the world about life with the biggest cause of sight loss. You can raise awareness of the importance of good eye health and highlight why it's vital to fund research to find a cure. The Macula Society, a national charity, offers practical and emotional support to anyone living with macular disease and their relatives, and it has more than 350 support groups across the UK. The charity also funds groundbreaking research to help find a cure. There is a local macular group, and that meets at Bitton House on Bitton Park Road, Teignmouth, on the first Tuesday of each month at 10 o'clock. For more details, the contact is Jo Fishwick, and her telephone number, a mobile number, is 07 947 373 244. That's 07 947 373 244. The headline stories this week: tributes are paid to a young mum who died on the A38. The Teignmouth and the Dawlish papers both headline "The Carnival is Over." And so we go back to Newton Abbott for a headline which reads "Frustration at Register Office Delays." It actually says Registry Office Delays, but they are Register Offices. There are various events taking place today, the 6th of June, to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and these will no doubt be reported on next week. However, we are including an extra feature item this week to mark the anniversary. This is track one. Track two will contain the track listing for this week, and then we will move on to track three with the headline stories.